The Revenue Roundtable Podcast, brought to you by Revco Solutions, your path to a better revenue cycle. Covering the hottest topics facing the industry each and every podcast. Here are your hosts, Kendall Agassi and Morgan Patrick.
Welcome in Revco Solutions Revenue Roundtable Podcast. I'm Morgan Patrick, your consumer advocate. I'm joined by my co-host, Kendall Agassi. She's client engagement manager with Revco Solutions. Kendall, good to see you again.
Hi, good to see you.
Okay, well, we're going to get right into this. Our special guest today is Mike Sims. He's Vice President, Revenue Cycle at Cone Health, and the topic today is going to be vendor management. But before we get into that, Mike, welcome into the program. Welcome into the podcast. And it's a roundtable, but we'd love some background on you, just how you got into this business, kind of like from the time that the earth cooled until now. Give us the Mike Sims background.
Well, thanks a lot, and I appreciate the opportunity to talk with you today. I've been in healthcare for about 30 years, and I started off in accounting with a company called American Medical International. Many people don't remember that, but that was the first for-profit hospital chain in the country. So I was an accountant, and then I became a revenue cycle person. I fell in love with it. With AMI. And AMI was subsequently bought out by Tenet. So I spent many years with Tenet at various of their facilities in Houston, Hilton Head, Hickory, North Carolina, and was responsible for running business offices at those facilities. And then I left Tenet to run a CBO for Universal Health Services out in Murrieta, California. And that's actually where I'm at today. I still have a home here and had six hospitals and a CBO across various states. Then an opportunity came up to, I really needed to learn Epic. And UHS was not on Epic, was going to Cerner. And so I had an opportunity to go back to North Carolina. The folks back there knew me. Greg Dunbar with Atrium Health was looking for someone as they were managing Cone Health. And so that opportunity came up. I was recommended. And I've been at Cone Health now for almost 9 years as Vice President of Revenue Cycle.
Awesome. Thanks, Mike. Before we get into more of the detailed questions that we have for you today, do you want to share any general thoughts you have on, you know, vendor relationships?
Yeah, it's really important in our business to have a vendor who is a partner. And you have to have, over the years, I've developed friendships with vendors, which that comes along with the course. You get to know one another on a not only on a business basis, but also on a personal basis. And so it's very important for us in our business to have someone that can be an extension of our business office, because we have a multitude of accounts and we can only work so many. And so we need a partner that helps us and at the same time provides the same level of customer service that we provide to our patients. So it's a very important function.
You're listening to Revco Solutions Revenue Roundtable Podcast. We have Mike Sims, Vice President, Revenue Cycle at Cone Health, and he is on with us from California. Weather out there apparently beautiful all the time in California. And we're discussing vendor management. Now, we've already kind of gotten into, you know, what you envision as the ideal vendor relationship or partnership. What are the most important aspects to you of a vendor partnership? I mean, again, there are a number of these, but maybe go over a few of those.
Well, you're right. There are numerous vendors. And so the thing that I look for is what differentiates you? You know, are you still the same vanilla envelope? I'm looking for something that is unique. I'm looking for someone that has technology, because technology is very important in order to maximize productivity and efficiency. I'm looking for a vendor that doesn't know everything. Okay. You sometimes have vendors that tell you that they know everything. And, you know, I don't think a vendor knows everything. You have to have a partnership where you make suggestions to the vendor to improve their services. Because again, if they improve their services, that's going to help us. And that's always the position that I've taken with various vendor relationships. I'm on a number of advisory boards, and I've helped several vendors improve their products. And it's kind of interesting. One particular vendor just sold, had a big sale of their business. And so I think that, you know, we were able to help them improve their services, which made them more marketable. So I think that's what you're looking for. You're not looking for somebody that you know, comes in and, you know, I'll give an example of this. When a vendor comes in and does a demo and you ask a question of that particular salesperson and they don't know the answer to that and they say they have to get back to you, that's a salesperson that's not very well educated, and it kind of hurts that demo because it raises questions in my mind. Do they really know what they're doing?
Yeah, that's interesting, Mike. Thanks for your response on that one. We're going to kind of skip to a different outlook. Do you feel competition between vendors in the accounts receivable management area is a good thing?
Well, definitely. We, for instance, I'll give an example, a primary bad debt. You know, we have two primary bad debt agencies, and we use the champion. We share the results with each of them, and the competition is good because we want excellent performance. And so there's nothing wrong in sharing and pushing a vendor to do better. So I think that's very important. I think another aspect of competition is again, I go back to differentiation. What are you doing different than the other guy? What kind of technology? Are you bringing artificial intelligence in? Are you doing some RPA? What is it that makes you so different than the others? And so I think competition makes people, vendors, try to excel more and more. And the other aspect of competition is, you know, there's so many buyouts right now of revenue cycle companies. You guys have experienced that. You've completed some acquisitions recently, and you're growing like crazy. I think that's good because again, when you buy companies, you're able to increase the size of your organization and possibly provide more technology efficiency, which we're all looking for.
You're tuned in to Revco Solutions Revenue Roundtable Podcast. Our special guest today is Mike Sims, Vice President, Revenue Cycle at Cone Health. And again, our topic today is vendor management. We're going to be back right after this.
You're listening to Revco Solutions Revenue Roundtable. If you have any questions about our discussion, please reach out to Revco Solutions. For more information, please call 855-202-0113 or visit the website revcosolutions.com. Thanks for listening. The podcast continues right now.
When you're looking for the right partner, what aspects come to mind as being the most important, and what is it about those partners that can turn you off at times?
Well, I'll go first with the most important. And again, I go back to it has to be a partnership. So I look for a vendor that is willing to take our suggestions and improve their services. I'm looking for a vendor that is honest, that has integrity, that has a great reputation, and is always looking to improve. And the other aspect about a vendor, selecting a vendor, it's not always about the fee, okay? Everybody thinks the fee makes a decision, and it plays into it. But more and more, I think that it's important for a vendor to win. Okay, on the fees. And this is how I say that. You know, in our industry, we basically have had a straight contingency fee. So, for instance, for early out, Maybe it's 6-7%, whatever. But you know, it doesn't reward the vendor if they're really doing a good job. And so what I strongly believe in is a kind of a contingency fee, a tier approach. So we create a baseline of what the performance is. And if the vendor goes above that baseline, then they get an increase in the fee. They should be rewarded. It shouldn't always be a static fee. And the same thing, if they go down in performance, okay, a couple of things can happen. One, you may not have a contract long. But two, if they go down, and I've dealt with another vendor on this, they actually lower their fee because they're below the baseline. So you see, it's a win-win situation. It's not static. So I think that's very important. Let's go to some of the things that really turn you off as a VP of revenue cycle. I'll give an example. I was at a conference, and I went to the restroom. And I had this vendor come into the restroom to try to sell me a product. Wow. And now I call him. And now I call him the stalker.
Wow!
And every time I go to a conference and I see him, I say, "Hi, stalker." And so, a hard sell does not work with us. That's the first thing. Two, not listening to us. Okay, there's a vendor that is a foreign vendor outsourcing that continues to call me or send emails. And I don't know how many times I've told them, I'm not interested in your product line, okay? And please stop the phone calls and the emails. And that continues. So that's another example of frustration that we have with some vendors. The other aspect of it that I don't like is we get these emails that says, well, I'm going to schedule an appointment with you, and they try to set up a calendar invite on your Outlook. And that's a good thing not to do. And now I'll use another example. When I was not remote, and we had a couple of guys come to our office unannounced. And they wanted to talk to me. And, of course, I have a secretary that, you know, stopped that and handed the information to me. And we told them, you know, we don't really allow unannounced vendors. And if you believe it, they came back a second time. And the second time they gave the same document. And I looked at the document. And they had HIPAA misspelled. And so right there alone, how you present yourself to a possible client is very, very important. And if you make a mistake on your brochure, such as the spelling of HIPAA, that leads us into thinking, well, what else do you have going on? And so I think that those are some of the things that really turn us off as far as, you know, prospective vendors.
Revco Solutions Revenue Roundtable Podcast. Our guest is Mike Sims, Vice President Revenue Cycle at Cone Health. And boy, I tell you, getting the bum rush. And now we know, Mike, never approach you in the restroom with a sales pitch. I can't believe that happened, but I mean, yeah. They're aggressive. It's almost like what we see now in the phone system with the spam calling, and some sales can get on it, and it's almost like a dog with a bone. They absolutely have to have it, and they keep going. So that's great information. We are talking about vendor management today here on the podcast, and it's very, very interesting. So let's talk about price versus value. What are your thoughts or strategies around vendor pricing?
Well, again, I go back to, you know, each vendor has a different, P&L that they need to make for their internal stakeholders. And, I think that what we look for is reasonable pricing. Okay. If you've got a really neat product, I may pay a little bit more for it. One thing that I don't like is implementation fees. Okay, because implementation fees are pure profit, at least I consider that, to vendors. And instead of doing an implementation fee, I would roll that into your fees in general, not show it as implementation fees. I think that goes over better. But again, results are important. And so vendors need to share with us what they've done through white papers, through demos, with other clients that they've done. Because if we can see the value that they bring, okay, then we're really, and people are going to be amazed that I say this, we're really not concerned about price, okay? I do have to watch my cost to collect. That's an industry metric that we do utilize. And it's running about 2%. So I'm under the threshold of what HFMA states that we should be at. But, you know, I, as I said, price isn't everything. And so if you come to me and you got a great product, like there's a lot of artificial intelligence going on right now. What can that do to make my efficiency? I may have to pay a little bit more, but on the backside, I'm going to be more efficient and I'm going to have less cost on the back end. So, you know, it all equals out.
Thanks, Mike. I'm going to backtrack just a little bit, you know, to some things that may be important to you as a partner to us. And Revco being one of the vendors, we focus a lot on compliance and cybersecurity and, like you said, technology. How much do you think about that in your day-to-day? You know, are your vendors keeping up with, you know, insurance and cybersecurity costs?
Yeah, that's real important. You know, we don't want any breaches. And so we do look at that. You know, I think there's a certification, a SOC certification that, you know, from an IT perspective, and actually we have a very aggressive vetting process with all our vendors through our IT department that concentrates on IT security. And that's why we most times do not allow offshoring because of the potential risk. So it's very important to us or to any health system, especially those that have had some scams or, you know, breaches. And there's been some large ones that have been in the news. So we're very keen on that.
Next question for you, Mike. Again, we want to remind everybody, Mike Sims, Vice President, Revenue Cycle at Cone Health, is our guest today. We are discussing vendor management. And you've got to hear from vendors on a daily basis. What advice would you give the listeners, which are basically vendors and industry associates, regarding vendor management?
Well, I think the best approach is conferences. You know, I was recently at HFMA annual conference in Minneapolis, and, you know, I saw many potential vendors there. And, you know, the same thing with Becker's. I think those are two great forums for vendors to get their message out, especially Becker's. You know, and I've spoken there and I've gotten a lot of information from that conference. I think it's very also important to stay focused in on your local HFMA chapters and develop those relationships and get involved in those local chapters and like Revco does. I know that. And I think that you develop those relationships and networking, meeting the various VPs of revenue cycle. And you not only have to market to VPs of revenue cycle, but you also have to market to CFOs, because the VP of revenue cycle in most cases reports to that CFO. And let me tell you one thing never to do, and I'm going to go back to what you should never do, is when a VP of revenue cycle tells you that you have no interest in the service, do not go over his or her head directly to the CFO. I had a company do that to me. I've had a few. And guess what? They won't get a contract. Because right there and then, you lose trust and you lose integrity. And so I think it's very important to stay focused to your audience which is initially in this business, the VP of revenue cycle, or the director of patient accounting, whatever the title is.
Thanks, Mike. And I think we have one final question for you, and you touched on this just a little bit already. But when a vendor isn't meeting your expectations, how do you handle the situation, you know, other than those performance incentives? How else would you approach that?
Fire them. No, I think it's only fair to give them a chance. So recently I told a vendor, and I don't really like the word vendor. We need to talk about them as a partner, okay? So I'll say, I recently told a partner that I needed for them to improve their performance, and I gave them 90 days. Sometimes it'll be 90 days. Sometimes it'll be 6 months. But give them an opportunity. But the most important thing that I can't stress enough is don't blindside a partner. Don't pull the rug out from them. Give them a chance. Be transparent with them and talk to them and give them your concerns. I know some people in my industry have sometimes pulled the rug out and they weren't transparent. And I think it's very important that you stay in communication with your particular partner and, pray. First of all, praise them. Tell them they're doing a good job. Nothing wrong in telling a partner you're doing a good job. But at the same time, if you have issues, you need to bring it to the table.
Mike Sims, Vice President, Revenue Cycle, Cone Health, our guest today on the Revenue Roundtable, sponsored by Revco Solutions. Mike, a big pleasure having you on the podcast this month, and we look forward to future discussions.
Well, thanks a lot. I enjoyed it, and best to you and your organization for continued success.
For Mike Sims, VP Revenue Cycle at Cone Health, and for Kendall Agassi, I'm Morgan Patrick. We'll be back next month.
This information is in no way intended to constitute legal advice or create an attorney-client relationship between Revco Solutions and anyone listening to this podcast. Legal advice must be tailored to the specific facts and circumstances of your case. Best efforts have been made to ensure this information is up to date. However, this is not a complete examination of the law and cannot replace the advice of your own legal counsel.